Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, there you are, alone by yourself.
Just me this afternoon, Peter.
That's grim.
It's always grim, but you've got some grim news.
We're talking
Hillsong Church.
The Pentecostal hero of even Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has fallen on hard times.
Okay, so yes. ScoMo's... He's one of ScoMo's mates?
He's one of ScoMo's mates. That's right. Yes. So his name is Brian Houston, and he's a New Zealander.
Okay.
It's an interesting factor that the Houston family were very big figures in the Assemblies of God movement in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Houston's father, Frank Houston, moved to Australia in the late 1970s to start a parallel movement in Australia. Well, there really was an Assemblies of God, but they wanted to create sort of mega church style, and they were pretty successful.
Is Assemblies of God still going pretty strong in New Zealand?
Reasonably strong. It's increasingly the place where Pentecostal assemblies that are not mega churches and are mostly ethnic churches. So it's quite interesting that the Assemblies of God movement, which was once very successful in New Zealand, has become increasingly an ethnic movement with all sorts of groups, Fijians, Tongans, you name it.
Just for the listeners, what style of church are we talking about here? Are we talking about all singing, all dancing,
yes,
performance
so we're talking,
style?
We're talking a very performance front, very glamorous, glitzy stage performance, which is Pentecostal. It encourages people to sing along, to wave their arms, and to dance in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, all these churches have tended towards the kind of mega church format, where they set up a phenomenal stage performance, which really requires a lot of spectacular resources to do it. And mm-hmm. Hillsong is the greatest of them all. There's no question about that. And so what the Houston family set up in Australia and then split away from the Assemblies of God to create their own movement, the City Life Centres that they originally became and eventually became the Hillsong Movement. And so all these churches, the ones in Sydney are the biggest, and here we're talking of enormous churches of, you know, thousands of people attending every Sunday. And we're also talking about a whole lot of associated ministries. A music school is very well known, connection with them. Since the early 2000s, a global movement. So it's planted churches in various parts of the States, in London, in places in Europe. So it's become a spectacular movement.
Mm-hmm.
It has not created a branch in Auckland, which is interesting, but Life Church is associated with Hillsong.
Okay.
So the largest of the New Zealand churches, Life Church, has an association
mm-hmm.
With Hillsong. In fact, Paul and Marie de Jonk moved to New Zealand from Australia to replant their church, which affiliated.
Okay, now, so what's the fallout here? So Brian Houston has...
Yep. So there's several stages to this fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of attacks on Hillsong over the years, but the bit that has tripped them up initially was the Royal Commission on Sexual Abuse against Minors,
mm-hmm.
because there were a lot of questions that were beginning to be aired by people about Frank Houston.
Yes.
And in answers to the Royal Commission, Frank Houston is now dead, Brian Houston admitted that he accepted his father's resignation after having heard about the things, that the accusations against his father.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not go to the police. And, in 1999, that was a very much a reportable offence.
Mm-hmm.
So he protected his father during his last years, although that became increasingly difficult. And so while Houston was away speaking in the States last year, the New South Wales police took out an affidavit for his arrest. So to hold him, it wouldn't be holding him in jail, for charges relating to not revealing that there'd been child abuse.
Mm.
But the next stage, which is even more spectacular, at that point, Houston stepped back temporarily from leading the movement.
Yes.
It was supposed to be just a temporary stepping back because he was under facing charges. But last week, he resigned completely as senior pastor, mm-hmm. and this was because there were two charges held against him by women at a couple of times, one of which, seems absolutely extraordinary for a pastor, that he was slightly drunk and taking sleeping tablets, and he stepped into a woman's room. And we're not told what happened in the mm-hmm. woman's room, but she complained about this. And so they accepted eventually his resignation for this and the other charge. And there's this fascinating account being circulated of what happened when all the pastors of the Hillsong churches throughout the world heard this news, in which they simply heap praise upon the heroic and generous actions of Houston and stepping down.
Is this the transcript that David Farrier has circulated?
Yes, he seems to have his fingers on a lot of very interesting documentation.
Yes,
not just on
conspiracy theory.
Houston's church, of course, but also the impact here.
Yeah.
But what was astounding was that there was no recognition that Houston had done anything wrong.
Yes, there's just a lot of pray to God
poor,
and move
poor
on.
Mr. Houston being accused of these terrible things, but he is our beloved pastor, and we're just so sorry to see him go, and more and more and more. So it sounds like a movement that makes an action in order to protect itself, and presumably Houston makes it to protect his own asset, because in some senses he owns the church. no recognition that there's any offence or offensive behaviour.
From the outside, is there anything that can be done in regards to this? Is there any sort of foreign or outside governance that could take place to force this discussion within the church?
If the woman was to allege some kind of rape, then, of course, there could be something done.
Mm.
But if it's simply an encounter, I doubt if that would be serious enough to lead to a charge.
Mm.
So it's hard to know whether there's anything lying in that, but there is massive egg on the face of the movement. You would wonder, though, whether they don't know that charges are pending,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they're taking evasive action. That seems quite a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an enormous credibility gap that it opens up for Hillsong Church. Hillsong's had a number of really interesting stories about it. You know that Justin Bieber's name is often mentioned in connection with Hillsong.
Yes.
The Bieber's religious phase, however shallow or deep it may be, is connected with Carl Lentz, who was at the time the pastor of the New York Hillsong.
Mm-hmm.
And was subsequently forced to step down for, again, some dubious sexual behaviour of a bit of wife swapping. So there's been another resignation, in fact, over the weekend.
Is there any potential for a radical overhaul of the systems or structures within a church that allow this to happen? Is there any hope for that?
Well, I think there's some hope. Almost all of the kind of respected denominations now have an independent network of people to whom you can go to bring concerns. I mean, even I was looking on the Catholic Church's website a couple of days ago for something else, and was most intrigued to see that one of the first things you see on the page is if you want to report some kind of sexual abuse, this is where you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And the Catholic Church has got, of course, serious credibility issues as a result of what it's done. I have never heard of this happening within a Pentecostal church, and yet there's now a stack of examples of this going on.
Mm.
And surely they've got to address it. But the trouble is, if effectively these churches are kind of little private operations in each case.
Yes.
You know, I mean, years ago I was intrigued to discover that, in effect, Brian Tamaki owns Destiny Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he owns the buildings. Mm. And so he's got a massive asset. And I would think that many of the pastors that have built up these mega churches from small beginnings are pretty careful to make sure that in one way or other the asset is theirs.
No one can tell them their business. There's
well,
no overseeing body. They are the church.
It is a little bit more protected than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to get charitable status, and this is what everybody wants for tax purposes,
mm-hmm.
then you've got to conform to the laws of the Charities Commission, or Charities New Zealand, as it's now called.
Mm-hmm.
And under that system, you have to have a constitution and accepted trustees, and these trustees have responsibility for the money and to ensure that the money is acted properly.
Mm-hmm.
And the charities is pretty apt in stepping in if they think there's examples of fraud or, you know, improper transactions.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't step in to do is manage improper behaviour.
Yes,
that's kind of out of the remit of the Charities Commission. But see, almost automatically, this will affect the giving dollars received by the church.
Mm.
So it's not hard to guess that the impact of this on all of the manifold Hillsong investments and their operations, Hillsong Music, for example, is a gigantic concern.
Mm.
Sells a lot of music. That'll almost immediately take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be anxious. And they might, though the trustees might feel obligated to take some steps, but then they've always got, I mean, Brian Houston hasn't really left. You know, he's there, just out behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
and very carefully controlling, presumably, what's going on.
Mm.
So that's the difficulty.
Yes. Oh, goodness me. I guess, like you say, Ped Lynam, we just watch the space and see how this unfolds. It sounds like it's the sort of thing which is just beginning, and there'll
yep.
be more to follow.
Yep. Mm. Yes, and there needs to be more to follow, and yeah. that's what we want to watch, that people act responsibly now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Peter.
Very good.
Always fantastic to talk to you. We'll speak to you next Monday.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye.